You're listening to Clean Beauty Scene, Episode 10, Mental Health and Coping in the Face of Uncertainty, with integrative health coach, Lori Carney. Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene, the podcast for clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness. I'm your host, Kelly Bonanno, eco-wellness coach and mom to two teenage boys. If you want a green beauty routine but find clean beauty and eco-living overwhelming and confusing, I get it. I've been there. So join me each week as we clear the confusion and cover all the latest to help you go green without giving up glamour or going eco-freako. Now talk clean to me, baby. Hello and welcome to Clean Beauty Scene. Today's topic is very important and very timely. We are right in the middle of a pandemic as I record this, and we are certainly facing uncertainty, and the stress levels and anxiety levels are off the charts for a lot of people. Today, we're going to talk with integrative health coach, Lori Carney. She is going to help us, give us some tips and guidance on how to cultivate a resilient mind body and how to deal with stress and demands and challenges that we encounter during this pandemic. But anytime you are facing any type of difficulties in life, we, you know, need coping mechanisms. And the better we cope with stress and adversity, the healthier we are, mind, body, and soul. So really important topic. Lori shares tons of great information. It's almost like a mini wellness training. So get ready to take some notes. You might even want to listen to this episode a few times. And I want to remind you, if you are listening in real time, my next group program starts on October 27th. Going to be helping with a lot of the things we're going to talk about today, but also weight loss, weight management, nutrition, reducing toxic load. You can find all the details in the link in the show notes. It's my new Vibrant Life method. You know, maybe you gained the quarantine 15 or you've just been struggling or fluctuating. My program will help you get in check before the holidays. So check that out in the show notes. And if it's past time, if you're listening to this, you know, in a few months, then go to the show notes and get on the wait list for the next program. Or if you'd rather work with me one-on-one, there's a link in the show notes for information on that as well. And now I'd like to introduce you to Lori Carney. Lori is the founder of Mindful Health, where she coaches busy professionals, and she also is the founder of Workshops Done. You'll be inspired by her story of how she came to be a health coach. She faced a huge adversity, and it's a really inspiring story that she'll share with us. She has her certification from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. She's a certified yoga instructor and has a bachelor's degree in psychology and business. And she has a passion for helping others develop energy, confidence, enthusiasm, and a spirit of good health. That, you know, it's so great because very like-minded. And I love talking with coaches like Lori because we have a very similar mission, and it's to help you live your healthiest, best life. So I am excited to bring you this interview with Lori Carney. Well, hi, Lori. Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene. It is wonderful to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
The topic we are going to dive into today is incredibly important and very timely and relevant. Mental health and dealing with times of uncertainty, which the word unprecedented has been overused, but it certainly fits. We are going through so much. So I'm very excited to get your perspective and share with listeners how they can better cope and with what's going on right now and any times they are facing adversity or hardship. And with the holidays coming up, a lot of people have a really difficult time that time of year. So this will really help. And I'm really happy to talk about it because, you know, I take a very holistic approach, of course, and our mental well-being is a huge part of overall health. And if we're not taking care of our mental health, we just can't be healthy overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So often we look at our health as just what we're doing physically, but it's really what we're thinking as well and how we are doing emotionally. And you're right, we are in this unprecedented time and so many lives have been turned upside down. I mean, millions of people are struggling financially, emotionally, physically. So I want to talk today just more about how do we cope in times of uncertainty and added stress. So we're going to be talking about why it's important and then some tips of exactly what you can put into action today.
That's fantastic. And that's what I love. You know, when my listeners, every episode, my goal is to have listeners have some good takeaways and tips that they can, implement right away. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for us to take responsibility of what we can do, to take care of ourselves. And right now, we know we can't change what's going on the outside, right? But we can change our inner world. And then, so when we change how we think about things, right, that outer world looks differently. So it's a lot about changing that inner state that we can learn how to make good choices for us. And sometimes I think we live in these two worlds. One is this outside world and there's little control, but then there's this inside world and we have complete control. So we have control over our inside and to bring that world, that full of good energy to bring out our best self. And so I think like during this time, I mean, this time of crisis has been a great time to evaluate what's going on in our lives. And with my private clients, we've all taken this time to evaluate, what nourishes them, and even for myself, and what doesn't nourish ourselves, because we don't need to be exhausted in our life, right? We need to have a life that serves us. And so, like for me, I noticed that we had too many activities on the family calendar. And wow, how nice it was to slow down that a little bit and just spend time with family. And so it was this wonderful opportunity, like that silver lining, to see something that I want to change in the future. That's something that we're putting into action right now. And Kelly, have you noticed anything in your life that really didn't nourish you that after you had this opportunity to slow down?
Yes, I actually loved that aspect of it. A chance to slow down, regroup, reset. I actually enjoyed it. I think that is one of the biggest silver linings to come out of this whole thing because it really gave families a time to slow down and nurture their relationships and spend time together. Too many families are off in a million directions and kids are overscheduled. So this is a good thing that came out of it. And for me, it gave me a chance to, get a few things done that maybe I didn't feel like I had time for before. Like this podcast. I have been wanting to start this podcast for literally a few years, so that was a great thing. I got to finally make this a reality.
What a blessing we all have from that, right?
Yeah.
We all get the benefit from that. Yeah, and for my clients, what they noticed too is right when quarantine started, they noticed some other bad habits starting too that weren't nourishing them, like having too much TV or they were drinking too much. And so it's something that we need to continue to evaluate to see where we are in our lives. And but it's also a time where we need to go, okay, we are in this uncertain time, which adds more stress. So what does nourish us even more during this time of uncertainty? What can make us feel calm and at peace? And that we need to bring more of that into our lives at any time in our life when we feel this added stress. And so like for me, I've been practicing yoga via Zoom with my sisters Monday through Friday, so every day. And it's been really fun to connect, and we've been adding other friends with us, but also to keep us healthy and making sure I get a walk in nature every day. And also having that time alone, because there's a lot of people. I have two teenage girls, 16 and age 17. When there's a lot of people in the house that you need to also take that time just for yourself to do something like a bath or doing your own pedicure or whatever it is. But what do you do, Kelly, that you really find is good for your self-care to find that calm and peace during this time?
A good walk every single day. I did that before most days, but now I really rely on it. And practicing gratitude and some of my little prayers and affirmations every morning. I'm a big proponent of positive mindset and all of that, and also body moving the body regularly. So that is all something things that I rely on. And I love yoga, so I think that is so fantastic you're doing that. And you're getting not only the mind-body connection and all of the good benefits from yoga, but you're also getting that time with your sisters, and that's so important. That's really great. Yeah, I keep saying I want to get back to my yoga practice. You know, I do work out, I do free weights, and I do yogic stretches every day, but I need to get back to at least a couple of good sessions every week. I keep saying that, and I got to practice what I preach and actually do it.
Absolutely. Yoga does so much more than just the physical body. It really does. Mind and body and soul experience, and it helps us to teach mindfulness. I'm a yoga instructor as well, and when we first went into the quarantine, I had a senior class, and so I taught from my living room via Zoom, knowing that that was the only time that they're connecting with somebody each week. And
yes.
So it's important for us to find that nourishment with helping other people as well, and bringing whatever gifts you have to help other people. So, So Kelly, we might have to practice some Zoom yoga together sometime.
Oh, that sounds great.
But like, we all like certainty, right? Like, we are hardwired. Like, we just want to know what's going to happen next, and to notice, you know, when things feel threatening to us, we feel stress, right? And so it's normal. Right? It's not abnormal to feel this way. We can feel that anxiety when we can't control a situation. Sometimes you might feel like helpless about what may happen or what we can do to prevent more stress. So, but to truly like thrive in life, I think we need to cultivate that body and that mind that is resilient. And, you know, the definition of resilience is just basically that capacity for stress-related growth. It's related to the way you bounce back and grow from trauma and stress. And it's nice because it's not something that we're born with. Resilience is something that can be taught, and it's really possible to grow our emotional intelligence. And I'm just going to do a quick backstory on me, but in 2012, I was in a major bicycle accident, and I sustained a traumatic brain injury and suffered from depression, anxiety, level 10 headaches every day, and was not able to go back to work to my high-paced job in downtown Minneapolis. And it took over 2.5 years of rehab and speech therapy, physical therapy, and everything to get back. And so after this, now I learned through eating good foods, healing my body from the inside, of taking, essential oils and meditating and yoga, that I was able to heal myself. And the reason why I'm a health coach today and didn't go back to my safe, certain job is because why didn't any doctor tell me this, that I needed to look at my diet, needed to look at my stress? So once I took that responsibility into my own hands, I found that healing, and I thought, I have to go back to school. I need to do this and to talk to other people about we can change our lives and we can change how we feel about things. So when these bad things happen on the outside, it doesn't always, it seems bad at the time, but they may have this bigger purpose. And so I look back at this awful time in my life, and I'm so grateful for it because it's brought me to where I am today. And it's taught me so much more about resilience. So when this pandemic came, I feel like I didn't feel that affected any as much because I was basically quarantined for 2.5 years where I couldn't be around sound or light or people. And so with every experience we have, it's perfect for us, right? We need to be here. And we're just going through this experience globally, right? We're all in this together, as we hear all the time. But it's important for us to really look inward about that stress that we're having, because it's more than just an emotion. You know, stress is hardwired. It's a physical response that travels throughout our entire body, and it has the power to make us physically sick. I was in an unhealthy relationship, marriage at the time, so I didn't realize that the extra stress that I had in my life as I was trying to heal was actually making it harder for me to heal at the time. And you probably know Dr. Daniel Amen. He's one of the great doctors that really talks a lot about stress and our psychology and our emotions. But he says, you know, stress is absolutely one of the greatest killers in our society today. And there's lots of different reports, but they go from like 70% to 99% of all diseases, you know, stem from their stress related. Yeah. So we have to pay attention. And, you know, and for you, you know, when you talk about that, you know, beauty, you know, it comes from the inside out, and stress, oh my goodness, you know, talk about healing yourself from future chronic diseases. And we don't want to have that beauty on the inside and the outside. Stress can make us feel cranky, right? It can make us feel crabby. What we can do is we can really choose our response to any situation, right? We do have control over these uncertain times, these unprecedented times. Yeah. But yeah, how do you feel? Like when you feel a lot of stress, what are your, like for me, I get a short fuse. I just don't feel like my loving self. And so it's not a pretty look on the inside or the out on the, or out. So I make sure to have self-care, and I practice all the tips that we're going to talk about every day so I can be resilient when things come up. But Kelly, how do you feel when stress is around you and you don't feel like you were prepared for that time?
When I get stressed out, I get irritable, edgy, pissy. Yeah, not fun, not pretty. I was not prepared for the stress of having a newborn and toddlers. That was a tough time for me. And I wish I knew then what I know now. The last few years, I've really worked so hard to manage stress and keep it under control and just live in the moment. That has helped tremendously. When I get stressed, I literally feel it. Like I feel my nerves vibrating. And that's one of the reasons I think I have been handling the pandemic well and the whole lockdown, is because I've been doing the work the last few years. If this pandemic happened 10 or 15 years ago, might have been a different story for me. But it's a muscle. Like, I have to work on it every single day. The gratitude, being present, living in the moment. Because when I don't, that's when I come unglued. So I am really excited to dive into all of the tips that you are going to be sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of these tips might sound familiar to you. Maybe it's something that you're like, oh, I'm doing it a little bit, but I want to do more of it. Yeah. So as you hear these tips, I want you to really feel like what one speaks the loudest to you. So you can think about what's one action you can take after listening to this, because I don't believe that education always means transformation, right? You need to put the work into what you just heard so that you can change the direction of your life. And I think the first thing is just to really focus on what you can control, right? Because there's always going to be events in our life that we cannot change, that we cannot control. So we have to decide, can we do anything about it? And if we can't, we have to let it go, that we don't have to be a prisoner to things that we can't even change. And that happens over and over again with my clients, that they're stressed and worried about things, and they have this high anxiety, which causes physical illness, right? Because of this excessive worrying. And there isn't anything that they can actually do to make change in that situation. So we don't want to deny these feelings. We want to go within, listen to what the feelings are actually telling us, right? Because whatever we resist persists. So I always think about those two choices in any situation. You know, we can either decide to, you know, accept where we are, what the conditions that are here, or we can change them or remove ourselves, right? So we have things that we actually can control, even though it seems like we don't. Like for me, some things that I'm really controlling right now is limiting the news. I'm staying informed, but I'm not getting overloaded, because I feel that that triggers a stress response within me. And I manage my social media a little bit more now, so I'm not seeing so much negativity. But things that we all can do, you know, we all know, like staying at home, washing our hands, wearing a mask, exercising outside. These are all things that are in our control. But just to know that sometimes when we worry, we think there's a purpose, right? But there is no purpose. It's unnecessary. And it's taken me, you know, over 40 years of life to figure this one out.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. We need to challenge and question our own thoughts, because they may not actually even be true. And it may be something that we can't control. So, you know, like for a mindset set shift, you know, instead of thinking like, oh my gosh, there's so much uncertainty, I just can't stop worrying about the future. It's like, well, maybe we can say like, well, I can't control the virus or anything around me. I can control my own actions. So by adding what, you know, adding daily walks, you know, adding journaling, whatever it is, will help my mental health during this uncertain time. So think about what's going to feel best for you when you rephrase things.
That is fantastic. And you can't, if you stress about what you can't control, it's just going to create more stress. And that's a big thing. It's interesting you say that, because, you know, I'm a big proponent of going non-toxic and using, you know, and avoiding environmental toxins and going green, but it's overwhelming and it can be stressful. And there are things you can't control. And I say, look, just do what you can and don't stress about what you can't, because that's just going to create more unhealth in your system.
Yeah, absolutely. With my clients, it's also about, you know, when we talk about eating differently, it's like focus on all the good, yummy foods.
Yes.
Instead of focusing on all the things we can, right? And exactly. It's like that mindset, that shift that we have to go through. And I think it's important for us to work through these emotions. I know for me, I grew up kind of like put on a smile, don't always show your emotions. And it's okay. It's okay to have a range of emotions, and we are all outside of our comfort zone, and we need to stay with those uncomfortable feelings. And instead of distracting it with TV or distracting it with alcohol or, you know, junk food, how about accept, you know, what's going on, and to be able to take that time to be curious about like, oh, what are these feelings really about? We don't want these emotions to get buried, because then it becomes a bigger problem. And we can see sometimes when people want to cope with other things, like with food, coping with just lots of different distractions, right? So like you were talking about before, like just be present to what is. That in comfort, the uncomfort be, instead of ignoring the emotions with some wine and Netflix that, you know, I think I have had before, definitely.
Just fine once in a while, but yeah. What I say, another silver lining is take this time for some self-reflection, get to know yourself better.
Yes.
And that introspection, I think it's such a wonderful opportunity for that.
Yes. And most of my clients are women who are going through a divorce, who have been divorced. And so it's a time like for them to like date themselves, to really get to know and fall in love with themselves all over again. Because sometimes we don't take that time. And especially after a crisis like a divorce, you might need to rediscover your true authentic self again. Everyone has experiencing this time of uncertainty very differently, right? Mm-hmm. And I think for us as a world, we need to give compassion and empathy to not only others, but also to ourselves. So sometimes we put ourselves at a little bit higher standard than everybody else.
Definitely.
And the next one is just talking about knowing that these setbacks are temporary. Like we've all been through something and we've came out of it, right? So we can navigate this turbulent and emotional trying time by realizing that, well, this is not going to be here forever. It might feel that way right now, but it's not. And things will get better. But we need to be active in that involvement in the healing process. But nothing does last forever, not even like life-altering events, trauma, adversity, pain. And again, every experience is absolutely perfect for us. I think we are all teachers and we're all students learning and growing. And so this is a time, like we talked about, like for our own personal growth. I think, you know, the only constant thing in life really is change, right? So when life is good, enjoy it. And when they're bad, just know you're not going to be there for very long.
Exactly. It's just a season. It's just a season.
It's just a season that we're in. Yes. And I love that we already talked about gratitude, because I think it's an important part mm-hmm. of putting into your daily life is practicing gratitude, because research actually shows that an attitude of gratitude can reduce the stress hormone by 23%. So it's great to keep a gratitude journal to help us remember all the things that are good in our lives. And sometimes it's fun to like aim for like, you know, 3 things a day, or you can say 1 thing a day, but you can never repeat it. For us at dinner time, we all talk about 1 thing that we're grateful for that happened during the day. And then at bedtime, we say it again. And so I think, you know, one of the reasons why my teenage girls are so... I feel like they don't have the drama that so many others have is because they have been practicing gratitude really for like the last 5-6 years, almost on a daily basis. And being a teenager is hard enough. And so to really focus on all the blessings that we have, because those blessings, when we're grateful, it cancels out those negative thoughts and worries. Our brain actually looks different when we're practicing gratitude. So take that time, especially when you're stressed, you know, look through like that journal that you've been writing down with everything, remind yourself what really matters. But yeah, when they do brain scans, Dr. Danielle Amen has done this, the brain looks so different when somebody's focusing on anger and hate versus gratitude. So it's really, it turns, you know, what we have into enough. And I think it's also just being grateful for like, what did we do this last week to make my life better? You know, like for me, I've been doing a Whole Foods cleanse with some of my private clients. And so I haven't had alcohol. I've been eating completely clean, home cooked meals the whole week. But what's some of the things, Kelly, like what have you done just this last week? And they don't have to be big things either. Just like the little things that we can be grateful to ourselves for taking care of ourselves.
I agree. The little things are really what's important. That's what I like. Little things throughout the day. I love enjoy my cup of coffee in the morning. Maybe flip through a magazine for a few minutes. It doesn't have to be a big drawn out, you know, hour long in the bubble bath. And I think that's what stresses people out about self-care. They think it's has to be some big deal. And I always say, no, it's whatever you want it to be. And it can be very small. I'm a big proponent of self-care, of course, but it's just those little moments throughout the day that I think help the most.
Absolutely. I always think about like these little nuggets, you know, that you can get here or there.
Yeah, they add up.
There is joy in having that cup of tea and just going outside and taking a 1 minute break, right? We don't need to have something so big, but adding those little pieces of joy into our life really adds up to make a big difference of how we feel in that inner state. The next thing I want to talk about is being mindful. We've already talked about, you know, just being present to what is here. And so evidence suggests over and over again that mindfulness reduces stress, and it allows us to approach these challenging situations more directly. And so it doesn't add to any of the difficulty, right? So it's about being more deeply aware of where we are in this present moment, the experience of our senses, experience of like our thoughts, our feelings, those physical sensations. So mindfulness could be meditation, it could be yoga, dance, you know, anything that really helps us relax, you know, it could be reading, music, you know, doing a puzzle, painting, writing. I mean, so it's so different on what would speak to you, but think about how you start your day. The first thing I would do is grab my phone and like turn on the news. But when we can start our day with mindfulness, it just has a different feel to it. And it's really great to connect with the environment. So I like to notice like 3 things. Like, so when I'm still in bed to go, okay, I can see, like, what are some things? I can see the drapes. I can see a light bulb. And, you know, what are 3 things I can hear? You know, what are the different senses go through that? And then notice, you know, when you're mindful, you can notice when you're going through like a downward spiral of thoughts, when you're worried, stressed, or anxious. So be aware of when that's happening. And it's very common to worry about the unknown future and play out those worst case scenarios, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You need to bring awareness to the thoughts and emotions and then return to the present moment. When we are mindful, it helps us to center, to stabilize, especially during these times of uncertainty. So whenever, and this still happens to me, right? I mean, I'm getting really good at it, but it still happens. But when we drift into the fear, when we drift into the future, just notice that what's going on? Like, oh my goodness, I've lost the present moment. I'm actually not here. So notice it and come back. And that's where we're going to find peace, is in that present moment. And it can be as easy as like taking some deep breaths, like taking a 2 minute, you know, focus. Just focus on your breathing. Just put one hand on your stomach and one hand on your chest and just notice how your breath is feeling going in, yes, out. When we do deep breathing, it counters that effects of stress, and because it lowers our heart rate, it lowers our blood pressure. So we can do so much when we're feeling out of control to be mindful. And anxiety just, it basically just happens when we think we have to figure it all out. And I know I have done this many times. I think I should have this all figured out all at once. But instead, now I know just to take a breath and just to be where I'm at and just know, like, I got this, right? Like,
yes, it's gonna be okay. That is such good advice.
Yeah, like we've all survived every day so far. So we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
And I know, like, for me, sometimes, maybe this isn't the healthiest, but sometimes I think, you know what, things could be worse. I try to just say, you know what, I can handle this, because if it was that, it would be, you know, harder and more difficult. Or I see something that somebody else is going through and I think, you know what, I got to count my blessings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Things can always be worse, right? There's always somebody who has a different situation, and they would want to trade for your life.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we have to be grateful that, of where exactly where we are at and the situation that we have around us, mm-hmm, may not be as bad as we think it is. But when we do get that out of control feeling, take a breath or take even more time and meditate. Meditation can literally change the brain. And so meditation increases our well-being and increases our quality of life. And when people start to meditate, they're like, I can't do it, it's too hard. So think about just starting with just like a minute a day, you know, and then go to a few minutes a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's these small steps that really add up to the big change. And that's what I work with my clients. It's not about big, huge changes. It's about small changes, because we want to change for the rest of our lives, right? It's not a short-term fix. So start small. You know, do 1 minute a day, or you can do 1 minute 5 times a day. You can do what works for you. And there's so many different meditation apps, or you can come back to breathing. But the research is saying, you know, daily meditation actually alters our brain's neural pathways. So when we practice meditation, it's making us more resilient to stress. So Kelly, like you and I have had so much self-care, you know, the last few years of our lives, especially like with meditation and breathing and eating healthy. So we came into this situation more resilient, and we're going to have more situations that are going to come up in our lives. It might not be global, but we can do so much to help us to become resilient, so that when things happen, we know how to handle them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's the little things you do that add up.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next tip is something that I know you 100% agree with, and that's exercising daily. And it's like, anything. It could be any kind of physical activity, you know, taking like those 3 minute dance breaks around the house between meetings.
You
know, biking, walking, hiking, Tai Chi, you know, whatever it is, we need to get and help our body fight stress. And when our bodies are fit, it is more able to fight that stress. So, and we all know, you know, exercise is good for our mental and our physical well-being.
Absolutely.
And I think of it as, you know, the most underutilized antidepressant out there.
I agree. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be 2 hours at the gym. Just move the body, move your body. Yes. Our bodies are not designed for all the sitting we do as a society.
Absolutely not. I think of sitting as like the new smoking of today.
That's what I say. That's what I always say. Sitting is the new smoking.
Oh,
my friends laugh at me because they're like, I'm not even going to ask you if you want to, you know, a chair because you're not going to sit.
Well, and you know, sometimes like I embarrass my kids because like when we go get gas, I'm doing lunges around the car.
Yeah.
And my 16-year-old just got her driver's license. We're at the DMV and I was doing like lunges outside. And I said, sometimes when I'm like sitting so much of the workday, we have to take these little bursts, these 1 minute here or there to get a little exercise in. Because we don't all have the perfect schedule. Like you said, like to get an hour in, it might be 5 minutes here, 20 minutes here, you know, 2 minutes there. But notice like how we feel when we are activating the body chemistry, you know, to unite our mind and body so we can actually all work together. And if it can be outside, that's even better, right? Like when in nature, we can relieve our stress, we can improve our mood, we can boost our feelings of happiness and well-being. So I always get outside, and I live in Minnesota, so it is hard some mornings, but I start my day with a breath outside. But yes, in the winter, I have to bundle up to do that here.
Definitely harder for those of you in the colder regions. I mean, we have no excuse out here in Southern California.
Yes. But it is just having that breath of fresh air. Just I feel that energy going through me and it starts my day to that positive note. And I want to talk also about like how to start our day well, right? Like when we have been on this quarantine, our routines have been a little up and down, right? There are people who have been laid off or furloughed, people who were working in the office that are now working from home. School is, you know, your kids might be in school half the time, or maybe they're at home the full time. So we have to think about what is our routine and how can we stay on this like new routine. So maybe if we don't have a commute anymore, we can replace that time with exercise, a morning walk or an inspirational podcast. You know, we can have more time to prepare for things. And just we need to stop rushing, just breathe and just be where we are and know that every experience, every step, right, is necessary for us. But we don't have to do these back-to-back scheduling throughout the workday. Like, can we take that time to refresh in between things? I know that's the thing that I'm working on the most, especially this last week. It's been a crazy week. And so I've been going back-to-back and I feel it in my stress when I didn't stay on an effective routine. So we can learn from our mistakes. And I think, you know, there is no failures, right? We just have learning opportunities that happen to us. But we need to leave some time so we don't feel rushed in the morning. And taking breaks throughout the day just to clear our mind so we are more productive and we are more focused. So many lives have been flipped upside down that these daily routines just have been like disregarded. And I'm trying, and with my clients, we're like, no, we're going to type up like a new routine. So we know exactly like, when are you going to, you know, take a walk? When are you going to practice yoga? Because it's really tempting to lounge in your PJs all day and watch Netflix, right? Yeah. And then what happens? Their mental health suffers because they're isolating. They're not being productive with their day with self-care. So we want to make sure that we can have a routine that adds discipline and health in our lives. But have that sense of normalcy also, that when we have a routine, we're like, okay, this is my sense of being in control. It's okay. And I just want to quick talk about sleep. And I know you know, Kelly, how important this is. But, you know, like this lack of sleep, it really can affect our immune system and our stress levels. So people who don't get enough sleep are more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus.
Yes.
We also feel more exhausted, right? We're less focused. And I used to wear like before, you know, when I, before my accident and everything, I wore this like badge of honor, like I'm so busy, I'm so stressed, I just don't even have enough time for sleep. And we need to take any of those badges off, because this is going to impact the quality of our life when we don't get enough sleep. And we have to think about all the things we've already talked about with gratitude and letting go of what we can't control, so we're not worrying and feeling anxious when we go to bed at night. We can come to bed feeling relaxed and our mind is quiet so we can fall asleep. Yeah, absolutely. But we all know, right? When we have a good night's sleep or a bad night's sleep, it totally changes how your day,
You are so correct. It just affects every single thing.
Yes. And we need to put more importance on the effects of our sleep and how it completely can change your day. I know when I get a good night's sleep, I am craving more healthy food. And when I'm don't have a good night's sleep, I want like junk food, right? It changes everything.
Yeah. Yes, it's true.
So one of the last things I want to talk about is just, you know, to trust our path in our life. Mm-hmm. And again, this crisis looks bad on the surface, but there could be a bigger purpose at play. And I do believe that it might look like an obstacle, but this is an opportunity for all of us to go deeper. And, you know, research says like 90 to 95% of people believe in a higher power, right? That religion and spirituality have been shown as predictors of resilience. We are all unique and we're all special with humility, but we can just know like, okay, all these things are happening for a reason. You know, everything is going to be okay if we just give up control and let the universe or God or whatever you call your higher power show you the way. You just feel that sense of peace. And so I always think about whenever something happens, a life lesson to me, I'm like, okay, this is helping me grow. You know, this is helping me correct and guide me on my path. And so back to having my accident in 2012, if I wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't be a health coach today to radically switch my life to create this new life. I needed to have something major happen. I needed to have a trauma in my life to go to a different path. So I believe that when the bad things happen, it may lead us to some of the best things that we've ever had. So it might be something better than what we ever thought. And that's what is happening in my life. And so even though I had to do a lot of things out of my comfort zone, doing so many new things to heal myself, that is where the magic really happened. And one thing also that was really hard for me then, and I'm still working on this, is, you know, asking for support. That during this time, sometimes people think they have to do it all by yourself. Well, yes, we can be socially distant, but just please know that if you are feeling that your mental health is suffering, please ask for help with a friend or going to see a therapist. But knowing too that if you want to, when we want a different result in our life, we need to take a different type of action. If we do the same thing every day, we're not going to see anything different. And working with, you know, a health coach also supports you to have that partner to find that life that you've always imagined with these small achievable steps along the way. And so, you know, if you meet with a health coach, you know, ask your gut, like, hey, is this the person that's right for me? And the health coach, as a health coach, I always say that too, because I don't work with everybody. So I'm always like, okay, do I feel connected to this person? So think about, you know, your life will be better. It can be better. We just have to take some action to go about doing this. But we don't need to do this all by ourselves, right?
Yes, asking for support is so important. And that is something I am not good at all. I'm working on it. But yeah, it's always been a struggle for me to ask for help. I'm not sure why, but that's one of my downfalls. And you are offering a breakthrough session to our listeners. So we will link that up in the show notes.
Yeah, that would be great. And I work with people mainly eating like the standard American diet that have gone through depression, anxiety, a divorce, something like that. Yeah. And We work through the primary foods like relationships, career, spirituality, exercise, and then also the secondary foods, the things that we actually eat that nourish our body. But yeah, it's absolutely essential for us to take care of ourselves, our physical health, but like we're talking about today, our mental health. And to ask yourself, you know, how am I taking care of myself best? And this is even harder, right, during a pandemic. So the most loving thing that we can all do for ourselves is to focus on taking care of our minds, taking care of our body, taking care of our soul, and that we've all heard the phrase, you know, put that oxygen, your own oxygen mask on first, so we are more able to help others. And it's so true. It's essential to take care of ourselves, our mental health, so that we are more able to be there for our children, our significant others, for our coworkers, everybody around us. So I invite you.
Self-care is not just for the self, it's for everyone in your life.
Everyone benefits. You know, people that always say, I feel guilty going to yoga and my kids are just at home. And I'm like, oh no, your kids are going to thank you because you're coming home as a more patient mom and more understanding mom. And that we do need to fill our own cups first before we give to others. And I hope the listeners today will look at like the things that we just talked about and pick out, you know, what is one thing, what's one takeaway, aha moment that you heard today that you're like, okay, what can I do more of? Or what can I add? What can I commit to doing differently to manage my stress? And sometimes I think about, you don't have to do the hardest thing. Think about the low hanging fruit.
Okay. What just resonates with you right away? That is the greatest advice, is to just, choose one actionable. And it's true. Not like you had mentioned, knowledge is great, but knowledge with action.
Yes.
Is what is going to move the needle and make changes. That's what I firmly believe.
Yeah.
And let's just quickly recap all the wonderful tips. Thank you so much for everything you've shared. So first, focusing on what we can control, not worrying about what we cannot control, and working through the emotions, not burying them. Knowing that setbacks are temporary, which is so important. This is not permanent. Nothing is permanent. Gratitude, being grateful. Mindfulness, being present. And that deep breathing, so important. You really notice a difference when you're connecting to the breath. Mm-hmm. And the next tip goes hand in hand, meditating, even if it's just a minute here or there, doesn't have to be an hour, mm-hmm. an hour on the meditation pillow, and exercising, moving your body daily, staying on routine. That really, really helps people. And trusting your path. Like, your story was so inspiring. It's true. You went through such a difficult time, but coming out the other side was this whole new beautiful life,
mm-hmm.
both personal and professional for you. Right? It's such
right.
an example. Right. And then, of course, the final one, asking for support.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. This was this was just so wonderful. And I know that people will have some good takeaways. And, you know, just that, like you said, cultivating a resilient mind, body, and doing what you can on those small little moments throughout the day mm-hmm. that add up to just a stronger, healthier you.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much, Kelly, for inviting me to speak with you today. I'm just grateful for you, and I'm grateful for all your listeners for tuning in and really taking action to make their lives better today.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
And we'll have a link to your website and that free discovery call in the show notes. And thank you all for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in every week. And I would love if you would take a quick minute and leave a rating and review. That would really help the podcast get out to more listeners. So I'd really appreciate that. Have a great rest of the day and join me again next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Clean Beauty Scene podcast. Be sure to subscribe and tune in again next week. For more news, tips, and recommendations on clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness, join my free Facebook group, Savvy Girls Organic World, and visit kellybonanno.com for more resources. If you have questions or episode topic ideas, tag me on Instagram with hashtag Clean Beauty Scene Podcast. And talk clean to me, baby.